Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Look, if you will, for a moment at this time and place where we stand today. On the one hand, within the church, we rejoice in the joy of the Reformation, that we are saved by grace alone. And at the same time, we take a view of the beautiful life of those who have gone before us at All Saints' Day. But on the other hand, as citizens of this country, we witness some of the worst devastation in decades wrought by Hurricane Sandy on the East Coast. What does God say in between all of this? Well, the words of a house-arrested, imprisoned, and suffering prophet, Jeremiah, come to us to shed some light. When Jerusalem was on the brink of destruction, Jeremiah was imprisoned under house arrest by King Zedekiah. Yet God, by his grace, permitted Jeremiah the opportunity to preach these words. Words of lawful judgment, and yet words of gracious gospel as well. Jeremiah often prayed for Judah and faithfully preached in the face of opposition. But Jeremiah's ultimate joy was knowing that God would ultimately save his people in spite of their rebellion and sin. And the content of Jeremiah's preaching is very Lutheran to our ears. Jeremiah's word is full of law. I will hide my face from this city because of its wickedness. Israel's continued unfaithful idolatry caused Jerusalem to be utterly destroyed at the hands of the Babylonians. Yet in spite of their shame, God, who is full of compassion and never-ending loving kindness, also charged Jeremiah to speak tender words of gospel as well. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will bring Judah back from captivity. I will cleanse them from all the sin they have committed against me, and I will forgive all of their sins and their rebellion against me. The gospel, says C.F.W. Walther, represents a profoundly thoughtful, elaborate scheme of God to bring renegade man out of his sinful condition and into a state of loyalty by the gospel. Who is that renegade man today? Who needs to be brought out of his sinful condition? It's me, and it's you. Even though we live in different times of Jeremiah, the sinful flesh has not changed, and it still abounds in every single one of us. The roots of idolatry and unfaithfulness lie within me. Remember, Jeremiah struggled with his own idolatry when he was unwilling first to speak God's word and God's law to address people's sin. He was even afraid at preaching the law. Yet Jeremiah faithfully confessed for God, I will hide my face from this city because of its wickedness. The wickedness which lies within you and me is pride, arrogance, and idolatry. When we think of ourselves more highly than we ought, not only does Jeremiah accuse us, but so does St. Paul. Even Jesus, in light of the devastating earthly tragedies in his day, in light of that, urged people to repent. in a close community, we find it easy to compare ourselves to one another, to gossip about a brother or sister, injuring their reputation. And we are very adept, extremely adept, at hiding sin in the pockets of our hearts and minds so that no one else sees it. But sin exists. When Jerusalem chose to keep the leaven in, not driving out idolatry and sin, destruction was forthcoming. Thus Jeremiah told them, repent. And if God hid his face from Jerusalem, and if God permitted a huge hurricane to place our largest city and many other people at the East Coast at a standstill, then he certainly could hide his face from you and me. But thanks be to God that he doesn't do this. Because the word of the law is never God's final word. For behold, Jeremiah says, I will bring health and healing. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me. Jesus Christ, our Savior, the righteous branch and the sprout of David's line, will do what is just and righteous in the land. As the new Israel, as the eternal King, spotless and blameless, Jesus Christ always does the will of his Father and perfectly leads us. He willingly exchanges places with you. Jesus purchases you and forgives you. Me and the whole world of sinners, making the ultimate payment, shedding his own precious blood at the cross. And by willingly bearing all our guilt, and by conquering sin, death, and Satan through the cross and empty tomb, we know that he lives and reigns to all eternity. Now baptized into him, there is no more sin, no more idolatry, because now you are robed in Jesus, your righteousness. Washed in Christ, do not lose confidence to preach, dear brothers. As Jeremiah and numerous faithful apostles and prophets and pastors in different ages have boldly proclaimed the Lord's truthful word, evenly dividing law and gospel, so may we. And even though the final victory has not yet fully culminated, may God the Father continue to embolden you by his Holy Spirit to preach Jesus Christ, always knowing that in him the ultimate battle is won, and it is ours. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.